One of the biggest challenges facing China's newly appointed leaders comes from the huge and still growing popularity of the internet. But the online world is also providing the country's propaganda chiefs with an unlikely new opportunity. The downloadable video game. From Shanghai, the BBC's John Sudworth reports.
In the battle for the hearts and minds of its citizens, the Chinese government has opened up a new offensive. This might sound like just another shoot-'em-up video game, but it is in fact China's latest propaganda tool. In the past few months, the online version has been downloaded more than a million times. The game was originally meant as a training aid for Chinese soldiers. Ranks of them have been shown on state-run TV, dutifully gaming away. The virtual enemy appears to bear more than a passing resemblance to the US and its allies, raising questions about just what real-life scenarios they're training for.
Maybe this island belongs to China, but you guys give them trouble and harass the fishermen.
Whatever the effect on soldiers, though, the decision to make the game available to the wider public will instill patriotic values, the core values of the military, according to army sources. Gu Kai, vice president of the software developers behind the game, Giant Network Technology, tells me he believes the game could even help drum up new army recruits.
I will hope somebody will play the game and fulfill their dream, because I think as most of the young boys, they, from the bottom of their heart, they want to be a soldier. They like to play toy guns. They like to fight. So if this video game can make their dream come true, I won't be surprised.
China's internet cafes used to be frowned upon by the communist authorities. Online games were described as electronic heroin, and imports of in-home gaming consoles are still officially banned. But the cafes are as popular as ever. In this one, almost every one of the 100 or so terminals here is taken up with young people playing internet-based video games. This young man tells me that he spends more than 10 hours a week in here, and he agrees that online games could be a powerful tool for influencing thoughts and ideas. It's possible, he says. Most of the players here are young. A military video game could make you feel familiar with and then develop an affinity for the army. So the development of Glorious Mission, as the game is known, is a swift about-face and another sign that China isn't just censoring the internet, banning search terms and deleting posts, which it does routinely, but it's also trying to harness its power. The country already has an army of Communist Party bloggers posting comments in support of the government. The gaming industry is, it seems, now part of that strategy, and is coming in from the cold. Here's Gu Kai from Giant Network Technology again.
Most of the government officials are promoting video game as a pretty new and hopeful, a fast-growing industry. At least in Shanghai, all the officials are very open and very supportive.
I'm out of here!
China isn't the first to use video games for propaganda purposes. Glorious Mission bears some resemblance to a game made 10 years ago as a recruiting tool for the US military. But the Chinese Communist Party has a much bigger mission, the control of the thoughts of its own people. And online, that fight is likely to grow ever more sophisticated.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Shanghai. We'll take a break. Up next, a researcher who says sales taxes are a bigger burden on the poor, and states aiming to raise sales taxes will also raise their crime rates. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.